the best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
All right, so we were talking about gestures you use in the car.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to send a message to someone else. Other than the obvious one, what do you got?
Right.
What do you use? What's your go-to move? 280-1025. So, John, this is your friend.
Oh, hello.
Your friend will do what when he's trying to communicate to somebody else in another car that they have done something he doesn't like? What does he do?
He'll just start applauding, like, and then if he gets really into it, he'll do like a little round of applause if they keep looking.
Do you think it's effective when you're with him? Do you think the other people get the message?
Oh, yeah. The reactions are worse than I've ever seen any other reaction. They take more offense to it than if you actually did use the right gesture.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. Very good.
I like this. I'm taking this. No more poking at my head. I'm now...
Round of applause.
I'm now applauding. I love it.
But it's kind of like Ken's dad thumbs up. I'm concerned that it'll be misinterpreted.
But John says it works.
Yeah,
so,
I'm doing it the right way.
Okay.
You gotta be petty about it.
All right, John. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Mike, what do you do?
Okay, so I make sure they're looking in the rearview mirror, and I just kind of throw up my hands just above the dash and say, "What are you doing?"
Okay. That seems to be popular. Yeah.
Yes, and it elicits an equal and opposite response of, then they flip me off for their mistake. Only one time have I actually had a person, and it was actually a young person, believe it or not, that actually I got up beside them, and the young lady just said, "I am so sorry."
Right. Oh, wow.
Right.
Oh,
well, nice. When I'm in the wrong, I will give a little wave like, yeah, I know, you know, like I was wrong, or I didn't see you, or sorry about
I
that.
I try to, too.
You must wave a lot, then?
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.